By most measures, health outcomes in the Ohio Valley region are not very good, with many parts of Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia ranking near the bottom among states. But a team of health researchers may have found a few places within the region that stand out. They see them as potential bright spots. Now the researchers want to know why these communities fare better than the rest of the region. Aaron Payne visited one potential bright spot, Wirt County, West Virginia.
Residents of West Virginia's smallest county give different answers when asked to describe their home.
It's tiny, it's rural.
I mean, we don't even have a stoplight.
There is here a very strong sense of community.
The people are friendly, they're helpful.
A group of organizations interested in Appalachian health think Wirt County could be a bright spot, with some health outcomes exceeding expectations. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, the Appalachian Regional Commission, and the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky want to know why that is. 2 years ago, they launched the Bright Spots Research Initiative to help create a culture of health in Appalachia. ARC Communications Director Wendy Wasserman says the ongoing project began with a collection of available data on how Appalachia is affected by certain public health issues.
The second part is to see where folks are performing better than expected based on these indicators.
Wirt appears to score better in categories including rates of depression and deaths due to injuries or poisoning. The next phase of the project is for field teams to visit each county and investigate if the bright spot designation can be held up by hard data. Researchers meeting with health and community leaders in Wirt County are interested in programs that could contribute to positive outcomes. Injury mortality, for example, was one of the best categories for Wirt. West Virginia University Extension Service offered a program in the county aimed at keeping children who work on family farms safe from injury.
It's called Youth Safe Farms.
Associate Dean of Programming and Research with Extension Service, Cindy Fitch, says inspectors would teach the children how to identify dangers on the farm.
They were even able to go to the farms and identify and mitigate some of the hazards.
Fitch believes the young farmers will continue practicing safety for years to come. WVU Extension Service offers other programs in the county administered by an agent stationed locally. The initiatives branch out from agriculture and include healthy eating classes, youth development, and workforce development. Fitch says while they offer many of the same programs throughout West Virginia's 55 counties, county agents will tailor them for their residents.
The agents have a great deal of flexibility to tailor programs in a way to address the needs of their county, as long as they keep the basic components that make that program effective.
The Bright Spots researchers are also interested in programs or organizations that may not be traditionally thought of as related to health, but contribute to community pride and social connections. Talk to Wirt County residents, and it won't be long before the Hope Shop comes up. The volunteers at the Hope Shop, like Elise Shepherd, view their main function as a food pantry, providing non-perishable food items, produce, and frozen meat to around 60 families in need per month.
When they go out of here, they have a lot of groceries.
The all-volunteer staff, under the supervision of a group of churches in town called the Wirt Ministerial Alliance, organized the stock of donations from the community and purchased food from regional food banks. Community donations also help with the nonprofit's finances, but Shepherd says the attached thrift store brings in the money to support their work.
And that's because we're selling clothing, all kinds of things, and we keep our prices very low. It's interesting that everybody shops at the Hope Shop.
The store has operated under different models since it was founded around 2 decades ago, and it hasn't always been financially stable as it is now. The chair of the Ministerial Alliance, Reverend Lee Williams, remembers a time when they were in need of money to pay the bills, and some of the women who attended his church decided to hold a benefit dinner. He says they were able to raise over $1,000 in one day.
It was a combination of people knowing the reputation of the ladies here and their cooking, but it's also the value that people had in the Hope Shop and the work that it does.
Elise Shepherd has lived in different places during her life, and she says it's these stories of community support that make Wirt County stand apart.
The thing that amazes me here is that they don't have a lot of resources, but they take care of each other.
The shop has the support of other local organizations as well. It's difficult to find an organization in Wirt County that does not work with other local organizations in some way. The sense of community and collaboration isn't surprising. The latest county health rankings found social associations in Wirt County were higher than the national average in 2013. Of course, even if it is designated a bright spot, Wirt County still has its challenges. Statistics show residents struggle with obesity and don't get as much physical activity. An organization that operates throughout the region has filled a unique role in Work County in encouraging people to get active. Temple Challenge is a faith-based fitness program that offers instructor-led sessions for a low price. Kim Poling travels to the Elizabeth Baptist Church Community Building from out of the county to lead the session.
It's something that can be modified for anybody of any age. You can do as much or as little as you need to in every class. Every class is different, but it's just about physically taking care of your body.
While Temple Challenge presents itself in the larger counties it serves, like neighboring Wood County, as another fitness option, some of the students in Work County see it as their only opportunity. Melanie Corbett and Kim Richards are both participants in the program. They say it's their best chance to access this type of exercise.
We don't actually have a place where it's convenient to go to work out with, you know, workout machines or anything like that.
Because the only one has senior citizens, and you have to, they quit at 4 o'clock, they shut down.
Temple Challenge provides two opportunities a week to those who can't make it to the senior center during the day or use the facilities at the local schools. With research still in the works, the project's sponsors are not sure what they'll learn. The project is far from completion. Researchers could have more concrete information early next year. If Work County is a bright spot, the hope is that its lessons will provide Appalachia a little more light. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne in Elizabeth, West Virginia.